The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London, HIV drug battle. Adam.
Yeah, very interesting decision by the High Court. Essentially, as we know, around the world, there are certain treatments and drugs that are deemed too expensive to prescribe on national health services and so forth. This applied to a drug which can prevent the development of the HIV virus in at-risk people. But the High Court has ruled that PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis, must be made available. A once-a-day pill that costs £400 a month, what, $700 or so, and reduces the risk of HIV by 86%. This has been used, indeed, in Australia, Canada, the US and France, but has not been prescribable in the UK until this decision. So there are a couple of things to this. There are some thoughts who say, well, this might encourage an irresponsible hedonistic lifestyle if essentially you have a pill that you can take that guards against HIV. But also, does this open the door to more supposedly expensive treatments and operations and procedures? And our NHS costs us an absolute bomb.
That's the issue.
Mean it'll cost us more.
That's, I think, the biggest issue. You're dead right. At the end of the day, of course, as drug science improves, the cost to the taxpayer does as well. Talking about cost, home owning?
Yeah, well, home ownership has taken a tumble. Increasingly, people can't afford to get on the housing ladder. I mean, it's rather expensive getting on the renting ladder, quite frankly. But London has long had a problem with this, but other cities have now basically followed suit.
No, we're in that
boat. So, for instance, 12 years ago, the population of Manchester, three-quarters of people were homeowners. Now it's just over a half.
Yeah.
All in all, across the UK, the drop is from about 73% to 63%.
Yep.
There is an argument, of course, that we're becoming more European, weirdly, that we don't need to own our bricks and mortar. But the thing is, it's not a choice, is it?
No.
Just that basic fact that the multiply the average wage into the mortgage, and a lot of people can't get there.
It's a universal problem. Won't talk to you tomorrow. Talk to you Friday from Rio, Adam. There he is, Adam Gilchrist.
How exotic is that?
Absolutely. Adam Gilchrist in London.